You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, we are talking about more World Cups. You don't have enough. You need more. Okay, FIFA is here to provide that for you. We also take a look at some of the not highlights of CONMEBOL World Cup qualifying as well.
That's right. Plus, we talked to Midge Purse, superstar, plays for Gotham FC. Absolute lovely human being. We talked to her everything about her career. We talked to her about going to the White House. Plus, we talked to her about what it's like to have everybody in the world wanting you to play a different position except your coach. That and more today on the Cooligans.
Hi, this is Jim Curtin, head coach of the Philadelphia Union, and I am the first head coach to kick it with the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Ooh, okay. All right, just we're dealing with you just got off the injury list, okay?
I was injured reserve here for a little bit.
We're excited to be here to have you back, Alexis. How are you feeling, by the way?
I am still a little brain foggy. I got my booster shot on 2 days ago, and for the last 2 days, I have been sleeping on all different surfaces in my apartment. Couch, bed,
yeah.
Floor.
The garbage bags on the sidewalk.
I put a heating pad on my back.
So, we're excited to be here. Hello. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show right here on Football Sports Network.
That's right. We also happen to be the gulliest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You already know that.
I can't tell if the delay from Alexis is a technical one or just a mental one.
Oh, no. That is 100% mental. I was like, why'd he stop talking? Oh, yeah. I usually say something here.
We're excited about today's show because we have an incredible guest, Midge Purse of Gotham FC, U.S. Women's National Team, Black Women's Player Collective. We talk about everything, and we're going to be talking to her real soon. So let's start today to this program this evening because FIFA right now is really out of their bag. Is being out of your bag a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know what the kids are saying these days.
I don't mind this idea.
Okay.
You know, so they want to do a World Cup every 2 years. More World Cups. What's wrong with that?
You can't have too many World Cups. No one's ever said that. There's just too many World Cups here. No one's ever said that. If you haven't heard the news, the FIFA are trying to implement a biennial World Cup. Okay. Every 2 years, if that's your preference, no judgment here. Okay. If you're bi, okay, we're all good here.
So hey, this is my style, dude. Every 2 years. I'd say do one every year. Who cares? Players' health. They'll figure it out.
Okay, we got science. All right.
Well, yeah, you know,
some pill we can give them. So they want to do a biennial World Cup. We've spoken about this before. Alexis, in general, are you for a World Cup every 2 years or are you anti?
No. I'm all for it.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea. First of all, it was suggested by Arsene Wenger, and I think the guy can do no wrong. And also, the way I look at it is, look at a player like Christian Pulisic, right? We don't qualify for a World Cup. So that means one out of the max three World Cup cycles potentially he could get in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He misses out on. Well, now that three becomes six.
Right.
So if you're injured, there's less of a rush to get back. I think it gives double the amount of opportunities for these players to shine. You know, I don't like this new rule that they're suggesting where if your nation qualified for one World Cup, the one that happens in 2 years, you don't get to play in.
Right. So this
which
is
doesn't make sense.
This is the new wrinkle that's another. So it's interesting because we're hearing the stories that we're hearing. I'm sure there's meetings going on and somebody's like, all right, if they're mad about the World Cup every 2 years, how about we alternate what countries are in the World Cup every 2 years? And look, and when you do this, now somebody leaked that information. Now the internet is losing their mind. They're like, what? They already hate the World Cup every 2 years. And then to have it alternate teams every 2 years, what's all this about? This is just seems.
Yeah, this is that it's not the World Cup. It's half the World Cup.
Okay, that's right. It's the Hemisphere Cup, the half a hemisphere. Okay, So
not that exciting. I wouldn't even mind if every 2 years it wasn't a World Cup. It was just like regional competition. Oh wait, we already do that.
Okay. How about we do a World Cup every year? We do World Cup every year for each side of the earth. This because it's a square. Anyway.
I was like, where is it going with this? By the way, I'm still got that booster brain. Okay. I got that booster shot brain. Don't do that. Cause I'm like, did they figure out the world was square while I was really, out for the last 2 days?
Kyrie Irving is the president of FIFA. He's gonna run this World Cup. So look, what we're hearing is what must be happening in the meetings. Arsene Wenger's probably like, hey everybody. There's no bad ideas. Put them in the suggestion box, and people, and then the internet is like, Arsene, there are so many bad ideas. This is one of them. Okay.
Well, you leaked a brainstorming session. You know, you just put everything on the whiteboard during a brainstorming session.
So look, it is. I personally feel. Another interesting thing is Alex Morgan has joined. I forgot her exact role, but she is now on an advisory board from like the player side to talk about a biennial World Cup, and she had a statement that was very interesting, kind of talking about the positives, obviously, and talking about the negatives of it. But one thing that she did mention was that the reason people are upset about the World Cup every 2 years is just because we're so used to the World Cup every 4 years. Like there's nothing that says the World Cup has to be every 4 years. It's just that's the thing that we're used to and everybody's comfortable with that and they're afraid of change. So that's definitely how I feel. I'm like, oh, just every 4 years just feels right. And changing that feels uncomfortable, but it's just mostly because that's all I know.
Well, you know, the real reason they want to do this, I don't know if you saw this, FIFA makes $4 billion a year, right? Mm-hmm. UEFA makes $11 billion a year. So they're trying to limit the amount of, they're trying to basically take away what the Euros does for UEFA and replace it with the World Cup, which smart business. It would really take away some of the shine of the Euros and it would make them twice as much money every year.
I would say UEFA makes most of their money from Champions League, not the Euros.
I think the Euros accounts for apparently quite a bit of it.
Okay. I'm sure it does, but having the Champions League every year, I'm sure it's very, very nice, right? UEFA is very happy about that. Okay.
How about FIFA Champions League?
Huh? Okay. Oh, that's already the Club World Cup. I think we can cut.
Ain't nobody paying attention to that. We need to rebrand, you know?
Okay. So the only other things I want to talk about in regards to American soccer is Ricardo Pepi. The news is he not only does he have a lot of interest from European teams, but he's trying to force the hand of FC Dallas to make the move. FC Dallas, I've seen reports that are suggesting that they want to hold onto him until the World Cup, so they can raise the asking price for him. But he wants to leave as soon as the MLS season is over. There's interest from Wolfsburg. There's interest. I've heard Liverpool, a bunch of big clubs that are going after Pepe. Italian clubs as well. Where do you think he
obviously
should go?
Ajax, what region at the very least?
Maybe not what club, but what region do you think he should go?
I think Ajax and Dortmund were the first two that were brought up.
Right.
They're saying that the asking price is somewhere between 12 and 15 million, which still feels low. But again, that's, American players, right? You don't get a lot unless you're Christian Pulisic. I would love to see him go to Germany only because they don't even care about defending. in Germany. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we saw Dortmund in the Champions League.
Yeah, we're good, buddy. We're here to score goals. So I think he's going to get a lot more opportunity to score goals. It won't be that tough. I don't want to see him in the Premier League. It's just too difficult. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let him build his confidence.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're on Pepe watch for the next couple months. So we'll see where he ends up.
All right. It is time for another unboxing. It's been a minute since we did one of these. But this is, I mean, class personified. Chicago Fire coming through with the etched wooden box.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Let's take a look inside.
It's got their new logo on the outside, which I think was absolutely needed.
Yes.
After the reception of the last logo was not great.
Okay. After the, the drop pass or the interception of that reception. It says, we got a note in here. It says from Chicago Fire FC, yes, new logo. And it says, our new crest directly inspired by the collective voice of more than 20,000 fans and supporters, featuring elements from the club's original badge, and the iconic Chicago City flag. The new crest reps Chicago hard, just like you do. That's right. You know, we've always had an incredible time in Chicago. The level of support we get from Fire fans is so meaningful. So thank you. We got a hat. Oh, I got a hat in a different color.
Oh, look at that.
All right.
Yeah, mine's red. Yeah, you get a couple of stickers, a lanyard.
We got a scarf.
You got a scarf here.
Oh, I see. And I got the red scarf and you got the blue one.
Okay. Oh, and I also got a note, but mine was tucked in there.
All right.
I guess I don't get a note. You know, we got a flag. We'll have to open this bad boy
there's
up.
There's a flag in here as well. Some lanyards, stickers.
And a t-shirt. Let's look at this t-shirt.
Yeah.
Bro. Okay. This must be yours. This is a medium.
This is also a medium. So maybe they're telling you, they're telling you what to do. All right.
Yeah. If I put this on, it would say fire. If I could get this over my fat ass. All right.
Shout out to the Chicago Fire. Yeah, man. I mean, look, everybody's trying to rebrand and do the whole thing. And they did something. They went, you know, they acknowledge, hey, it didn't work out. We tried this this badge. People weren't happy with it, but let's get the fan input. Let's talk to people and come up with something that everybody loves. And there's a lot to look forward to, obviously, for the Chicago Fire. So shouts to them.
And to be honest, their flag is so beautiful. You know what I mean? It's got the perfect colors right there.
Oh, the state flag. Oh, yeah. The city flag or whatever.
The city flag. Yeah, Chicago flag is beautiful. It's got the colors.
I don't know what the
right
Illinois
there.
Flag looks like.
I have no clue. Imagine it slaps even harder than the city flag. It's right there.
But thank you so much, Chicago Fire. I mean, also, the box itself is absolutely beautiful and smells great. This might be the best smelling unboxing we've ever done. It's a very...
I never thought of it that way, but all right.
What is it? Cedar? Oak?
This is how long it's been since an unboxing. You got Christian smelling it now.
All right. Yeah, this is it's perfect for TV because now everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Smell-o-vision.
All right. We got Midge Purse of Gotham FC and the U.S. Women's National Team coming up next. Do not miss it. All right, everybody. We're about to get to our Midge Purse interview in just a moment. I just wanted to pop in real quick with a couple announcements. Thank you, everybody, for the support that we've received on Instagram. We just reached 25,000 followers on Instagram, a huge milestone for us. It's tremendous. I mean, look, it's a lot of work. Social media on its own is a job. We put in a lot of effort to try to curate and make that fun and interesting and you know, worth hitting the follow button. So thank you, everybody, for supporting us on Instagram. If you haven't followed us on there, please do that right now, because you know how it is nowadays. You got it. If you ain't got followers, you ain't popping. Those are the rules. I didn't make them.
You got to thank Gen Z, okay? So follow us there. And also, we just started an account on TikTok. And so the Cooligans are on TikTok. Follow us there as well. That's your preferred social media platform. We're doing a couple different things on there. So we would appreciate smashing that follow button there on TikTok. So go give us a follow right now on TikTok. And hopefully we can get to 25K on there one day. So appreciate the support. Thank you for helping us get to 25K on IG. Let's do it on TikTok now. Let's go.
All right, Christian, our guest is finally here. What an honor to have.
Absolutely, absolutely honored. Stoked.
I feel like we should go with Margaret. You know what I mean? Like, this person went to Harvard.
We should roll out the red carpet. We really should be. It should be a lot more formal.
This person went to Harvard. I only went to college because it was on the way to the bodega. You know what I mean? I had to cut through the quad.
It's weird where they're building colleges nowadays. They're putting them in all these strange places.
I'm late for class. What are you talking about? I'm getting a bacon, egg, and cheese. But this is an absolute honor. Superstar of the NWSL of Gotham FC. We got to hang out with her a little bit when we were doing the fashion commentary. Oh, yes. You know,
I mean, we were part of the fashion show.
Well, I mean, absolute honor, but we cannot wait to have her on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, put your hands together for Midge Purse, everybody.
Midge, what's up?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, absolutely honored. This is, like I said, it's an absolute honor for us, not only because, you are legitimate. I mean, just a bright, rising, shining star in this league, in American soccer. I know you must sense it and feel it. Like everybody, the mentions are going crazy. Everybody's talking about Midge Purse, whether it's usually always about, an amazing play or people angry that you're not getting the playing time that you deserve on the national team. What is that sort of feeling like of just, everybody's kind of talking about you the last 12 months?
It doesn't feel that way because I just, I get on the phone with my dad and he's like, what are you doing? It's just like the same thing as always. So it doesn't really feel like everyone's talking about me. But those are kind things that I'm like flattered if that's what's being said about me. I'd love more playing time. And thanks for recognition of anything, like the off chance I do something like kind of cool.
Yeah. And I mean, even if you go back to your days in college, you have just sort of this inclination to be a leader. I mean, you hung out at the White House, and you're from Silver Springs, Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. That's a big deal.
Yeah, no, I live very like pretty close to the White House. And I've been before as a child, actually. So it wasn't my first time. But I was kind of shocked that more people didn't jump at that opportunity, to be quite honest. It was kind of like an open thing. And people were like, I have training. And I was like, training?
Yeah. I'm going to go hang out with Biden. What are you talking about training?
I hang out with the VP. Why not?
I was like, where's Kamala? The whole time. She was so busy.
Okay. So you know what? Before we get into other conversation, we have to talk about the recent news in NWSL. I mean, not only just the kind of shocking news to a lot of people, but the response. I mean, the last few weeks, the level of unity and amongst the players, and really, and those stoppages in the games, the weekend that no games happened, really showing like this is an issue that needs to be addressed as a young player and really a kind of future leader in this league, whether you want that responsibility or not. I feel like it's heading in that direction. But what was your feeling like as a young player and trying to kind of make sense of everything going on?
My feelings definitely were cyclic going in between. I was heartbroken for a lot of the stories I've heard that were not in the press. I was heartbroken to hear the stories in the press. I was angry. It makes me angry for people who go through traumatic experiences like that. And I was also really disgusted. I was disgusted by the reaction that, a lot of the outside world gave to it. You know, I actually don't spend a ton of time on social media, but when you go on and you see an article like that posted and you see comments, just like really sexist comments about women in sport and where they should be. And you're just like, are you reading the same thing I'm reading? Are you like understanding the severity of what's happening? And you have the audacity to like crack. It's not a joke. Like just to be demeaning and condescending to women in that way. Like that to me, I think because I find it really hard sometimes when I just see people online not have that kind of empathy that you'd have to someone that I think you'd have face to face. But then right. you get online and people definitely lose it. But that's the world we live in today. And I was just really sad for a lot of the women and the experiences I heard. But I was also really empowered by the way people came together to make sure that we can have the transformational change that we absolutely need. And I'm super hopeful. I'm super energized. And I'm like on board to do whatever the people in these positions feel needs to be done to protect players going forward. And I'm just lending every ounce of myself to that, that is needed or wanted. So I'm really hopeful for the future and I'm happy for, a pivotal like changing point.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a shame that, you know, you just want to play sports and there's all these other things that, you know, I mean, you're fighting for equal pay, you're fighting for so many different things. And now on top of that, there's all of these, you know, charges and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I think one of the benefits for those of us looking on the outside in is how the players came together and protected each other. And that's something that's a beautiful thing. You also work a lot with the Black Women's Player Coalition. First of all, beautiful new logo. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Right.
Why don't you talk a little bit about?
Did she make it? Did you make it?
I think they just released it not too long ago, and I'm like, all right, okay.
I know. My reaction suggests that I designed it. Unilaterally.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Your invoice has been sent.
While half of the board was at the Olympics, I was helping design that logo. So I did actually have like a huge hand in designing it. But it was BBMG who we outsourced for that. So like total props to them. They were absolutely fantastic. It was five young women who did it. And like, I'm like a hard person to please aesthetically because I watch a lot of HGTV. So I feel like I know what I want. And when it's not that, I'm like, go back. Like, that's not right.
You're like, would this logo make it on Property Brothers? I don't think so.
Yeah. See, it's statements like that that make me terrified to buy a home with my fiance, you know, because it's going to be very difficult. She watches all those shows. The bar is set way too high. I'm like, honey, I don't make enough money to give you this life, you know?
You should feel privileged that she knows what she likes because there are so many options out there. I'm like, yeah, no. She's done the research for you. She's informed and educated.
There's also a lot of options of wealthier men. So it's competitive out there. I really have to set my game
up. The board, Christian, apparently. Houses, men, whatever she wants. It's really her world. When you look at your role in NWSL, is leadership something that you strive to sort of uphold, or is it something that tends to fall on your lap, or is it just because there's Harvard on your resume and now you gotta do it?
A lot of pressure there with the resume.
No, it's not anything I've strived for, if I'm being quite honest. I'm like really passionate about service, and I think sometimes today those two words actually kind of get conflated. And I think like when I'm meaning to like serve someone or serve a purpose or like a group of people, it often is like received as leadership, which is really cool. But like in my head, I'm not, I'm not leading. I'm like serving.
Right,
so serving is really important to me. And sometimes like they're not mutually exclusive. Sometimes they like run across the same lines and sometimes they don't. But I just like to help in any way that I can and be of service any way I can. So sometimes it ends up being like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, already we've been speaking for just a couple minutes, but the humility is strong. I'm like, man, I gotta do better in my own life. Okay, right.
If this was a creative player, my humility would slide all the way to zero. I'd be like, I earned this. I'm the greatest. Of course, you're gonna ask me to be a leader. You feel me? Who else?
You know, and speaking of your personality and character, we did get to hang out a little bit during the Gotham FC Latinx night, which we got to host that night. That was an absolute honor. Incredible. For us. And I was excited about the game. Unfortunately, you were still injured and you couldn't play in that game. But the fits, the Gotham FC fits, we've spoken about this so much and we got to be a part of it. We got to do some commentary. We got to be a part of it. But there were, when you showed, everybody was like, yo, where's Mitch? Where's Mitch? What's she bringing today? Like, it is a
who is she wearing?
It is a cultural event and you came through with the swag. Okay. Yeah. How much thought has gone into these moments and before the games? Do you feel like this has bonded the players? Because it's the fans love it.
It's definitely bonded a cohort of the players, but like our team ranges from like, what are you about to wear? To, I really don't care. Like, don't put me on the screen. To like, I'm gonna try. Like, but
I'm gonna try, and then Mandy Freeman comes through with all the colors, right? And doing.
It's like I'm gonna give like minimal effort to like, if it hits, then like I hit. But if it didn't, like I didn't try. Right, so like, there's like definitely a range, and it has brought people together in those groups. For sure.
Dude.
But yeah.
I would feel so much pressure. I'd be like, it's National Donut Day, so I got to dress like something that represents that. You know what I mean? I would have so much pressure on me. I would hate it. There's also, we noticed there were some of the players who were like, whatever, I'll hold the bags. You do the walk. You know? Yeah. Like, we ain't trying to be in this.
Listen, our team is like, I think we're doing so well because we're just like, we know our roles. And it goes off the field, you know, like, you know, like I know on the field, like if I see this ball in the air and there's a challenge, I'm like, Carly.
Bring the enforcer for those. Yeah.
I see like big bodies clashing. I go, not for me.
Okay.
So, and I think that's the same thing that happens when like we're walking down. We're like, runway, not me. Holding the bags. Not me.
Right.
We all just like, and we're all, it's like there's no like ego in it. It's great.
I think that speaks to especially how Gotham are playing now. Obviously, you know, I don't think it's, you know, me saying anything crazy to say that you were missed, and it's I think a lot of people are happy to have you back, and you know, fighting for to maintain that playoff spot, a big win against North Carolina, some goals from Mitch Purse, which was, I'm sure, felt great. What is the you know, ever since you've been back and you were out with an injury for a bit, what's been that feeling like, and what's it like now for with that playoff push for Gotham FC?
Yeah, I think, you know, being out after the summer and like the Olympics and everything, like it made me miss it so much more, and like have way more fun now than I was having before. I think like the break, sometimes the world forces you to take a break when you don't like realize you need it. And it was longer than I would have liked. Like it was like one game out I watched and I was like, all right, I get it. Like I was taking it for granted. Like I'm ready to be back. Yeah. And then like 6 games later, it was like 7 games. And I was like, all right, like I'm like really wanting to be back. But it was really hard watching, but I was really proud of everyone for like, they did so well. Efi, like I was like, does your back hurt? Like she freaking.
Right, yeah, she was doing great.
Oh my gosh. She's like tying games, just like keeping points, and like she did fantastic, and just being back with everyone, I just feel it's been fun, and like to be able to have a playoff run, I haven't. Oh, I guess I did with the Thorns, but I didn't really like. It wasn't the same. This, like, I'm so excited. Like, I was talking to Mandy Freeman yesterday, and I was just like, we can win. I was like, we can have a home like semi game. Like we can get a bye. Like this is insane. And I've always wanted to take that picture with like cigars, like winning something. And I haven't won anything, like nothing like in a group setting since like the Ivy League where I didn't have a cigar, which is also unexpected. There's a ton of cigars in Cambridge.
Yeah.
But I'm like so pumped and everyone's so excited.
What about for the women's national team? There's this theory going around that, you know, as this sort of era ages itself out of the game, that the next era may not have it the same way, you know, that other nations have sort of quote unquote caught up. I picture you as sort of that next generation of the women's national team. What are your thoughts on people who say that?
I think that's really flattering. What I've learned is just that, like, you really have no idea, even if you think like someone's trajectory on the national team is going some way. And you may even be validated by how their trajectory goes, like later, like seeing it, you have like no idea what they're thinking. You have no idea like which way it's going to go. So I'm hopeful and I'm focused on just performing. And that's always been the goal of mine, like the pinnacle. Like I want to like not just get there. I want to stay there. I want to win World Cup. So I hope that's the case. And I hope I can, you know, earn those spots and service that idea.
Yeah, right. It's always about making Vlatko's decision tougher and tougher when making making those choices. I mean, I know you mentioned the Olympics. A lot of people also really wanted you to be there.
Yeah.
It's interesting because we're obviously all our timelines. We're in the soccer bubble. We're in the NWSL bubble. Everybody's talking. We're in the echo chamber, and Midge is loud in here. Okay, yeah.
lot of mentions. You know,
they're screaming your name. So that's what I was mentioning up top about how people. You know, obviously you have just so much support, but it's clearly very well earned. You know, we've heard plenty of stories of a past national team players being maybe just missing the cut, not making a team, but then, you know, thriving the next time they get an opportunity. Did that feel like that? Or is it something that does it like fuel you for those next opportunities?
Yeah, I think in sports, there's this like narrative and this storyline that something traumatic happens to you and then it fuels you for the next thing. And I had this conversation with Crystal and we were just like, no, it doesn't. It's like, to me, I was just like, my tank was 100% full. And it's real cute when everyone's like, give 110%, even though, you know, you can't, there's literally 100%, like that's the cap. And I'm like, this happening to me doesn't make my fuel tank bigger. It didn't add fuel. I had peak fuel. I was already
like, I was ready to go.
I'm ready. This just sucked. So like people are like, are you like more motivated? I'm like, no, I'm exactly the same amount of motivated. Like I couldn't have gotten more motivation.
Right.
I'm maybe
right.
just a bit more mature. Maybe a bit wiser and, you know, maybe a bit more negative, like possibly.
Yeah. You're up. Why can't you be out for revenge? That's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
chip on your shoulder. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
I'm a petty betting. I get it. You know what I mean?
because even with, you mentioned Crystal Dunn's story has been, like, it could be a movie now. Like, I've heard it so often, and it's been, like, the motivation. It could be, like, a coming-of-age story that we all use to make ourselves feel better, right? But yes. It's interesting how...
And not a Hallmark movie.
No.
Like, a real movie.
Michael Bay directing it. Why are there explosions on the field?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Midge, so we have some questions from fans. These are our supporters. These are called the Gully Squad, and they're huge fans of you, so we gotta get to some of these. All right, so, first one. This comes from Laura McCoy. She happens to be an Orlando Pride fan, interestingly enough, but she's a huge fan of you. She says, I know you have I know you're young and have a long career ahead of you, but would you be interested in being a GM of a team or the commissioner of the league one day?
No.
All right, we'll scratch it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's a big. I mean, a GM. You know, I mean, NWSL commissioner requires, you know, obviously a lot of responsibility. It is a complicated job, right? For a commissioner of any league. But a GM, you don't think you can, find the talent and put together a team? You don't think that that's no interest to you?
Can I or do I want
you? More interest. I'm sure you're 100% yeah. capable.
She's like, of course I could do it. But do I want to? No.
I truthfully think like any NWSL player, not any, but most would be very good GMs. I think like being in the league, you know exactly what kind of player you need in which situations, what's effective. But no, it doesn't sound very fun. Like it doesn't sound. Okay. Yeah.
We got a question from Douglas Reyes Cerrone, who's a Washington Spirit fan. But he said, when Midge was in Portland, what was the culture there like? And what did you think about it? And I know Portland gets a lot of credit for their fan culture. But when it comes to women's soccer, really well supported. What was that like for you to get a chance to play there at that time and see the fan base and how much they support it?
Yeah, till I die, like I'm like a ride or die, like Riveters, like stan. Like those fans are insane. I don't even like to call them fans. I call them the 12th man all the time because they are the 12th man. It is like they help a lot, and like I just wish that every single like player would get a chance to play with that kind of support for them, because it's sick. Yeah.
Okay. This question is from Abe. He asked, it was just kind of a silly question, but he says, what do you think is your best position and why won't Vlatko play you there?
You do not have to answer that.
I mean, I know that's always it's a tough thing. You want to play on the national team. Obviously, you want to play in the position that you would are most comfortable. But obviously, getting the call up must feel I'm sure it's an honor regardless. But what's that kind of tussling with that and that challenge of like, about wanting that individual kind of that individual shine or wanting that individual opportunity? And then what's sort of best for the team?
When it comes to the national team, I think it's such a coveted position that it was never about like what was best for me. It was like whatever it takes to be here and stay here. Like I did not care. I'd play center back if you needed me to, goalkeeper. I would play anywhere. So I'm ready to learn anything and receive everything. I love playing for the national team.
Okay.
That's amazing. And we have one more question. It's from Luke Sergio. He wants to know, what's it like being one of the biggest BAMFs, badass motherfuckers, to come out of Harvard?
I think I need to know like how he meant that. Did he mean like I was fine, or did he mean like I'm like cool? Like
I think it's a sporting question.
yes.
But take it however you like, whatever is most flattering.
Whichever way you want.
Preferred the former. That would be a really cool title to have. I mean, Natalie Portman was there, so she's definitely probably like really up there. Love her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you and Alexis have a lot in common.
Yes.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly agree. Big Natalie Portman fan.
Yeah.
And I hope to see one of her movies one day. No, I'm joking. She's great. She's a great actress. No, she's a
that
great
is the
actress.
Most respectful he's ever been about Natalie Portman. Good friend. Yeah. Okay. All right, Mitch. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a couple pieces of business before we let you go. We have to get to our Golasso gift. This is where we give you an opportunity to celebrate a goal. Alexis will give you a scenario. You will celebrate it and we will turn it into a gift that will live on the internet forever. So Alexis, what do you think? Midge, what scenario do you have for her?
All right, you're coming up for a penalty. It's the last penalty of the match. You score, you win. And Vlatko whispers in your ear, you score, you pick whatever position you want.
You get to play wherever you want.
And you score. How do you celebrate that?
How do you celebrate that goal?
I can't. he's on the field. I just.
You just score. There you go.
The dad.
I'll see you at the team meeting tomorrow.
Okay, you made the right decision, Blanco. We're good. All right.
That was
amazing,
great.
Mitch. Thank you so much for joining us. Seriously, absolute honor. Thank you for sharing some stories, some jokes, and talking about some of the serious stuff that's going on. Is there anything you want to promote or anything you want to let people know about before we let you go?
Yeah, at 100% PURCENT.
That's right. Yeah. I'm one of the best usernames out there, without a
so
doubt.
So jealous.
Oh, guys, I fought my brother real hard for that one.
There you go.
he got stuck with the persuasion. It's not quite the same.
Ah, no, dude. Yeah. All right.
That sounds like a wrestler.
Get this creep off the internet.
Yeah. Ew, dude. Why you got a smoke machine in your house, dude?
All due respect to the
first brother. We've never met your brother.
Everybody, make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels. And make sure you subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel. Follow Fubo Sports on all socials as well. Mitch, absolute honor. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, this is so, so fun. You, the bandana, the chain, absolutely crushed it today. So let us end the show the way we normally do, as is tradition. So please, Mitch, join us in this. So for Mitch Purse, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!
I have my acrylic.
Perfect.